patient said, "Doctor, I think I need glasses." And the bank teller said, "You certainly do. This is a bank."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I heard about a rich lady who put her $400,000 Rolls Royce up for sale. She was asking $100 for it. The first prospective buyer asked, "Why is it so cheap?" She said, "My late husband asked in his will that the car be sold and the money given to his beautiful secretary." Wow. Money. Someone said, "Where there's a will, there's a fight, and it's almost always over money." Did you know that prayer and faith are mentioned about 700 times in the Bible, but money is mentioned more than 2,000 times together with possessions? A quick search on the Googles reveals almost 2 billion websites on how to get rich quick. It seems money is as popular as ever. 1 Timothy 6 teaches us that three things should characterize us in the money department: contentment, trust, and generosity. Mark Twain said, "The lack of money is the root of all evil." But the Bible says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. We love the stuff. We put our trust in it. But 1 Timothy 6 says, "Teach those who are rich in this world not to trust in their money. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment." Where is your trust? What do you love? Here's how to tell. What do your thoughts slip toward when nothing else demands your attention? Where does your money go? I saw a bank slogan, "We will lend you enough money to get you completely out of debt." Say what? Here are four pieces of practical financial advice from God and Grandpa. Number one, getting into debt is like wetting the bed. It feels good for a very short period of time. Scripture has nothing good to say about debt. Debt in the Bible is usually accompanied by words like curse and fool. Proverbs 22:7 says the borrower is slave to the lender. According to the Globe and Mail, the average monthly car payment is $880 over 84 months. But drive an older car, take the money you'd have borrowed and invest it with a reputable company, in 35 years you'll have $7 million instead of a rusted-out pickup in the dump. It's time we stop spending money we don't have to impress people who don't give a rip with stuff we don't need so we can get air miles we're too busy to use. The average Canadian is $73,000 in debt, excluding mortgages. Wow. So what do? Point two, we get plastic surgery. Start here. Cut up your credit cards. Then use a debit card that'll stop working if there's no money in the account. Did you know that Toronto's CN Tower was not built by accident? Jesus said in Luke 14, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you are not able to finish it, everyone will say, 'Thou art a dingbat.'" Okay, I paraphrase that part. But plan, then build. A budget helps you tell your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. And forget the lottery. This is a tax on people who flunked math. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." My mom caught me smoking and said, "As ye smoke, so shall ye reap." Galatians 6 says, "As you sow, so shall you reap." So get on a budget, plan, then build. I had 4 points, but I'm out of time. I promise I'll have 2 more on an upcoming program. Until then, place your trust in the one who loves you, the one who paid your debt. Now, go make someone's day.
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.